بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الله سبحانه وتعالى instructs رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل say O Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم proclaim this publicly make this announcement إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين say O Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that إن صلاتي verily my salah my worship my ibadah وَنُسُكِي the qurbani, my sacrifice, the a'mal of hajj, the manasik, all of them, in fact, moving beyond mahyaya, my living every day, my breathing, وَمَمَاتِي and my dying. All of them, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ they are all dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ he has absolutely no partner. And this is not something optional or additional that is worthy of extra rewards, but rather وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ this is what I have been commanded. This is fulfilling the basic amr and command and an obligation to dedicate one's life 100% for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may sound as something at a much higher level, but rather this is something which we have all been commanded. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ we are all ma'mur and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dedicate our lives for Allah. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And whenever the call comes to submit to Allah, then I am the first one to respond to say that I am submitting. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ My dear brothers, this ayah teaches us that there is no division in our lives between that which is dedicated for Allah and that which is for our own selves. This part is for lillah and this part is lil-nafs, for our nafs. That there is this religious department within our life and there is a secular department. There is a separation of the, as they say, church and state or masjid and state. Rather, the perspective of a believer is that every single thing, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are fasting for the sake of Allah. And if you're feasting or eating, we're also eating for the sake of Allah. If we are engaged in salah and qiyam, then that's for the sake of Allah. And if we are engaged in rest and entertainment and relaxation, that is also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى Everyone will receive the reward of what they intend. So our intention, whether in all aspects of our life, in everything that we do, it has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot be committing a ma'asiyah, a sin, for the sake of Allah. We cannot be disobeying Allah for the sake of Allah. So that has to be cut off right away from our life. Then what we are doing is either a direct form of ibadah, like salah and siyam and dua and dhikr, or it is there to help us in the ibadah. If it's rest, if it's eating, if it's drinking, if it's relaxing, if it's resting, they are there to help us in the direct form of ibadah. So our life fluctuates between two forms of ibadah. Ibadah li'aynihi and ibadah li'ghayrihi. Either we are engaged in primary form of ibadah, or we are engaged in secondary form of ibadah. But we are never outside the scope of ibadah. And the ibadah is dedicated lillahi ta'ala. If the ibadah is for li ghayrillah, then that is shirk. And if our ibadah that we're doing, the salahs, siyam, if it is to please other than Allah, that would be shirk. Shirk asghar. Man salla yura'i faqad ashraka, wa man sama yura'i faqad ashraka. Whoever is praying or fasting to please anyone else besides Allah, then he has committed shirk. So everything we do is lillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not a private sentiment we hold in our hearts, but rather this ayah is instructing us to declare this as a public manifesto, as a public declaration. Qul, announce to the world that my salah, my nusuk, as Allah Ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ Perform your salah for the sake of Allah, which is a daily practice, five times a day. وَانْحَرُ is the annual major sacrifice that is given. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي مَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي my living and my dying. All of it is dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conclude with, in one hadith narrated in Tirmidhi by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that, مَنْ أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَى لِلَّهِ وَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ إِيمَانُهُ That person, whenever he gives anyone anything, he gives for the sake of Allah. If he withholds anything, he withholds for the sake of Allah. And if he loves anyone, he loves anyone for the sake of Allah. If he hates anyone, he hates anyone for the sake of Allah. In short, every action of his is for the sake of Allah, then this person's iman is complete. We beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allows us to dedicate our lives, every single moment of it, of our life, and when we die, let it all be dedicated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and we fulfill this obligation and we become amongst his ibadihi al-mukhlasin. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.